Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen. Now, when I sat at the back and I saw the kind of incense going to God in worship and in praise, and I know God was prepping us for a warfare. And now listen. Warfare doesn't mean things are going to be bad, but you have received strategies. Amen. Hallelujah. Can we lift our hands and say, thank you, Jesus. Come on, say it loud and clear. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we give you praise, Jesus. We thank you. Oh, we give you praise. Hallelujah. Please, you may be seated. Thank you. Wow, what do we say to this amazing choir? Streams of Life. Powerful, powerful, powerful. God bless you. Please be seated. God bless you. So, church, how hungry are you for the word this morning? It's like it's just those in front that are talking. I can't hear those on the side and at the back. Amen. And let me also quickly say this, that you need to get the series. Is that okay? All these things I'm teaching are part of future books. So, this is a house that's going to release more books than you can imagine. So just pay attention. Blessed are you to receive these things firsthand. Is that okay? Good. So we began an extensive study about the life of Joseph. And it's actually a very, it's a systematic discussion in the sense that we are trying to evaluate how the Israelites got to a point despite the kind of person that Joseph was in terms of systems, in terms of what he did in Egypt, in terms of rescuing them from impending doom, all right, and how that a king rose in scriptures that the Bible said the king does not know or did not know Joseph. And because the king did not know Joseph, there was no value for the Israelites. There was no value for them. They saw them as people who were just increasing in numbers and occupying the land. And they saw them as potential traitors. And they wanted to get rid of them quickly. All right? And so the king began to make certain laws and then said there's a way to exterminate these guys. And all that. And so that's the story. And the same way we now have situations where as Christians, sometimes even at national level or at global level, we are now trying to take back certain stage that used to be occupied by the church. All right? It seems as though the same gates that used to be open, in fact, the ones that we created are now shut against us. And it is important we understand this. So we learn the culture of not building personal success, all right, but generational success. So the issue is not, we are not in the days of, oh God, help me succeed in this. The question now is, how do we make this success institutionalized? How can it become what generations coming behind will inherit? Is that simple enough? Now look at it, Exodus chapter number 1. Exodus chapter number 1, verse 7. And the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and waxed exceeding mighty, and the land was filled with them. Now there arose a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. And he said to his people, behold, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come on, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply. And it come to pass that where they foment war, out any war, they join also with our enemies and fight against us. And so get them up out of the land. Therefore, they did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens. And they built for Pharaoh treasure cities, Phithom and Ramses. But the more they afflicted them, the more they grew. And they were grieved because of the people of Israel. And they made them serve with rigor. In fact, the word grew there is the word multiply. So, the only growth that was recorded to the Israelites was that they kept multiplying. But when Pharaoh saw that they were many, or they were getting many, he did not say, let's start cutting off their heads. He did not say, let us start killing them immediately. They appointed over them taskmasters. So, it's a way to use the economy to regulate somebody's growth. Because they are not positioned strategically around decision-making wing. They were just mere consumers. And the only thing they could do was to multiply. So he said, we're going to deal with them. So they made them, since it is food you want, let's take all their time. Then give them what is just enough for survival. Okay? Is that okay? Let's take all their time. Work Mondays, they work Tuesdays, they work Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays. And give them what is just enough so that they have to keep coming. And it's this system that works even in political scene. Many people have, if you understand that poverty is a tool, then you will not allow it to be used on you. Poverty is a tool by the influential to keep the poor coming. As a matter of fact, there's no way there will be corruption if there's no poverty. Poverty legitimizes corruption. You need to understand that. It is not corruption that creates poverty. It's poverty that draws corruption. In fact, if there's anything corruption does to poverty, is that it only strengthens it. All right? But where there's poverty, there'll be corruption. I'm going to explain. And I've tried to explain this again and again. You see, I watched the two face of the peace accord signed by the political leaders that are trying to contest for 23 election. And I laughed when I watched one of the meetings. I loved one of the men. I'm not going to mention names. He's not a political ground. By the way, when I say this is not a political ground, it's because we have not gotten there. Do so you understand? Out of us, lawgivers will come out. So we have to build line upon lines, precept upon precept. The guy stood up, and I love his courage. He began to talk to the person who was heading peace accord. He said, I have issue with all of you. All of you that annulled 1993 election and now you are sitting. He said, there will be no need for peace accord if there's no injustice. He said, we are at war. You only sign peace accord where there's war. He said, but because elections have become war and the wealthy who have stolen state funds use the money to manipulate things to their own effect. The goal of money or the goal of money in the secular environment is not just funds. The goal of money, it's, you are the one who is trying to get more money to buy more cars, buy better shoes, and so on. Out there, it's more than that. That's why you keep doing. Why do guys steal the kind of money they can't even exhaust? They need to steal that money because of you. Why do they steal? Why is there corruption? There's corruption because of you. You have positioned yourself at a level where their peanuts can control you. And they need the peanuts to control you. As long as you are there for your sake, they need to be corrupt. So who legitimizes corruption? You. It's a simple game. It's a very simple game. You're going to win more elections and more elections. As long as the fellow who is being paid as INEC staff is not getting enough money to send his children to school, they have to just wave it before him. He's going to bow. It's soul market. You need to understand the negotiations. The coppers, they are not paid enough. They are going to become part of the staffs, carried all those things. They will bow. As long as there are people who are positioned where money can control them, they need to steal much more to control them. So the rich man has money, but he needs power. To have power, you need poor people. And to control the poor people, you need money to keep them coming. And that's why you'll see every blessed day at major politicians' house, they kill cows, host people, and serve them. But they will never give what is enough to stop them from coming. You need to keep coming so they can keep rising. So what are they giving you? They're giving you food and taking your souls. Sometimes people say, just take the money and vote your conscience. It's a wrong statement because you are emboldening the one who is giving the money. But something happened in Ghana where certain politicians bought rice and bought all those things, and the youth of that community flocked them. That we do not want bags of rice, we want jobs. You will break the back of your oppressors when your negotiations change. And let me say this. The reason why they can use charity to buy power is because the church has left charity. What they do every 4 years is what we ought to do daily. And as long as that is happening, there's going to be transactions. And guess what? Ahead of this election, prepare your emotions so you don't enter into depression, because transactions will still continue. What about the highest bidder? As long as there are more people, sanity will not rule. More people who are poor, more people. So what do we really need? The church needs to understand the message of the gospel beyond what keeps us coming. We need to understand that we are lawgivers and we are powerful people. And we will never take the kingdom of this world to make it the kingdom of our God and of his Christ as long as we are poor. So how did we get to where we are? We are undoing it and we are learning the lessons from Joseph. That the same man who could rescue Egypt from famine, and not just that, made them the most prominent nation of their time, a king could rise that doesn't know him. It's a slap on our faces. 43%, 43.6% of population in Nigeria, if an election can take place, and they don't mind if the church is part of it. And the painful thing is that we are still not studying the system. We rather complain. You need to study the system. I study the system. And recently, I sent a message to a very powerful politician. And I said, keep the job on. Great job. It's in that party you don't like. I don't know the party. And as at yesterday, 11:44 p.m., He was on his way to a state, driving at night to campaign. What you think is that these guys are just corrupt? What? No. They are hardworking. They are intelligent. They are smart. They understand networking more than the church does. They understand the value of people more than the church. The one who easily disconnect and break things and cause fracas are Christians. And that's why out there in the political world, there's permanent friend, there's no permanent enemy. But in church, we are permanent enemies. Let's not meet again. So they break us and break us, break us and break us till we are no more powerful. Each time election comes, churches is at war against churches. And then individually, we are just not powerful. So there's something we need to learn. There's something we need to understand. Copy and paste this to structures and institutions in the world. I was not really too surprised when I heard Tiwa Savage. Some of you say, Tiwa Savage in the message. Oh, yes. You need to understand. Say that song she sang. What's that song that people do? What's that song again? No, come on. Don't. Like, we both know these things. Somebody's son is going to find me someday. And she said, I wrote that song for Jesus. That is the somebody's son that will find her. And she said that at a major concert. So, really check. 90% of those who are shaking the hip-hop world used to be in choir. We can complain all we like until we now have a master blueprint. It has to be something that is tested and trusted. And guess what? The wisdom is in the word. There's a master blueprint that will not just help us discover talent, but also mature them and deploy them. If not, they will find themselves here, then do it outside. And even those who are anointed in the church can come with similar influence. Even with all the anointing and with the name Jesus and even the tongues in the song. Probably we had some knowledge to our body of spirituality will come out. Good music is good music any day. So what Dishon still looks like, what the Bible describes as the lazy man that makes his food but does not know how to roast it. We seem not to understand how to bring things from raw materials to finished product. Same as Africa. We have crude oil and we have professors of chemistry. Industrial chemistry, petroleum, blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And if you are waiting for me to say blah, 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 you're on your own. But we just won't have one refinery. But now it's coming up, not by the government, but by individual. You need to understand this. That while a politician may not emerge as the richest man in a country, the richest man cannot emerge without politics. I don't know. You can't. Because, see, you are innocent from these things, and it's time we teach the church. Do you understand what I'm saying? How many of you know at some point Pablo Escobar was the 41st richest man in the world? Through cocaine! How do you get on Forbes' list? It was El Chapo that was 41st. Pablo Escobar was about 9th in the world! You know why? People have found a way to play systems. Look up, church. Let me undo certain works of innocence on you. Anyone who understands systemic oppression can never be arrested. So, if you hear that a pastor said this, they went to arrest him and they locked him up, there's no systemic allegiance. You know why you can't stop Boko Haram? It's systemic. One of my... Let me quote it. All right, was telling me that there are hotels in Maiduguri, in Brno. They've been booked till 2027, till 2030, fully booked. Meaning that those who are in charge of the system are very sure it will not be over even before then. This is not a place for current affairs, so let me just teach the word. If not, there are many things I wish you understand. Because somehow the church is totally alienated from the games. So even when we are praying, our prayers lack substance because you don't understand the system you are up against. Do you know what you are praying against? Maybe if you know, then you pray right. Because you can't pray right if you don't know. Oh Lord, 2023 election, give us your man. A man that is a man. That's not the prayer. That's not the prayer. The issue is not that God will not give you his man. Many of his men are on ground. The issue is they can't climb suddenly. What you expect is a miracle when what you should do is to take systems gradually. So sometimes you see those that are coming out amongst us just want to become president. Then who is legislating? You will leave the office in less than 1 year. It's deep. It's not a one-man show. It's like we need people who teach us now that will not begin to teach the church. This is what government this is. If not, we'll keep joking and joking. And because they know that if you want to hide anything from the church, write it down. They won't read it. If not, there are enough evidences for many things not to happen. But so we are looking at this in life of Joseph. How did it ever happen in Egypt that a king could rise and all the effort of Joseph, all his activities were not known? The same thing is happening in Nigeria. The same thing is happening in the church. The same thing is happening in Africa. Check if you are all right. Well acquainted with history, you will understand that most of the development the world celebrated started in Africa. In fact, Africa became advanced both in technology and in everything before Europe, before America, before all of them. But what did Great Britain know that made just them colonize almost 70% of the world? Sometimes it is not gone, it is knowledge. Okay, I've lost you there. You would not even be able to trace. I think should we just break the table? I think we should. Many inventions, you will not even be able to trace them to the original inventors. Names have been edited out. You know why? They invented, they didn't know anything about patent law. They didn't know anything about trademarking. Till Jesus come, the rich will always rule the poor. For ignorance of the poor. Many things have been edited up. You've got to do research. And you keep hearing people say, we are coming to Africa to help Africa and give them head and give them mosquito net. I'm writing a book. The moment, the title of the book is Africa by Africans. It's a very extensive research work. I'm not just writing for the church, I'm writing for the continent. I just understand my role. And I talked about exchange in that book, the negotiations of Africans. Someone comes to your land, take your gold, take your diamond, take your silver. But for them to take it out successfully, They give a party sum of what they took in their land and tell them, fight the other party. And while they are fighting, they go through the middle and come back and now bring cameras and say, we are giving them mosquito head aid, mosquito net. This is United Nations aid to Africa. We are bringing food. And then sometimes we also celebrate and say, yes, as a Nigerian, God praise, God be praised. I've gotten a visa to America. America will fall if you don't get that visa. And I'm going to show you how. Let me say it again. America will not exist without Africa. You know why? You need to work the hours. Then from your salary, they can take certain portion and then service their system. Without you slaving yourself, they can't service the system. So you are needed more than you need them. You keep the country going, but you get some peanut. That's why you can never climb to upper class salaries. The house rent are just almost as expensive as what you are getting. Everything, you seem to have more, but the system takes it back. So you are just used as maintenance protocol. So if anyone will arise, you need to have this knowledge. And this knowledge is also Bible knowledge. Believers need to have this knowledge. As a matter of fact, you cannot break the cadres of stratification with salary. No one has ever become wealthy through salary. Salary is good, but you can only service a system. So what do you do with salary? You find your way out. You build your structures with it. You find something that can make you an employer of labor. Because sometimes it's like we talked about, give your tithe, give your fruit, but people still don't know what to do with the rest. And we can be maintained in the same thing and the same. I will say it again and again. All these European countries will fall without immigrants. They will fall in less than 3 years. So the visa, they deny you and check and check. The idea is to make sure it is your best of the best coming. It's called brain drain. In Nigeria, if you are a master's student, you can't lecture in university. In America, you will. You are the one who think what you have is nothing. They believe it is something. And you teach undergraduate. It's brain drain. But I believe God is orchestrating a new season. And we're going to have a new continent. And it is going to be Africa by Africans. I didn't hear that amen again. I said it is going to be Africa by Africans. It is going to be the church by the church. It is going to be Nigeria by Nigerians. We will not cry and say we want people. Look at it. We're going to say by February again, we want election supervisor from America. No. They will never support the truth because they prosper from your corruption. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So what God will use to build the house is in the house. It is Nigeria by Nigerians or no one else. Yes, sir. And our eyes have to be open. But as long as we sit with the plate of bread that you will have, and the systems will control you, manipulate you till the bread becomes stone in your mouth. But we are having a new generation that will not just chase after bread, but they will say, give me the bakery. Let me make it and determine the price. Are you following what I'm saying here? We'll live and rise above the cost of petrol, the scarcity of petrol, and all those junks and all those junks. Please be seated. And you observe, sometimes I ask myself, are Nigerians not reading? A new leader wants to emerge. And they say, government for the masses. You know, that word doesn't look insulting until you know what Yoruba call masses. What Yoruba call masses is mekunu. It sounds strange, but it's called mekunu. It means the government for the poor. And, you know, I saw something very strange. And I said, man, I'm out of here. I mean, not I'm Japan, but I mean, I just said that. My state governor did street light. And the street light will be powered by a generator that they have to fuel daily in the days of solar. Because the system has to keep the money coming. The church is not asking right until you ask for systems. You must see, that's why the prayer of Caleb was a unique prayer. Give me this mountain. Give me this mountain. Give me this mountain. Not give me what grows on the mountain. Give me this mountain. Your negotiations must change. If not, for your belly, you get dictate your soul. And guess what? Shout as much as you can on Twitter. The mothers and the grandmas you are not taking care of will take the money and vote for them in the village. You want to change things, start from your family. I believe there's a new light upon this nation. I didn't hear that amen well enough. I said I believe there's a new light upon this nation. I believe things are changing in our favor. I believe the doors are opening. Doors of influence, of strategic positioning. We are entering systems. Our desires are changing. We will not just brag about salaries. We will not just brag about jobs. Now we create them. We create the jobs. We create the invention. We think two things. It's just a matter of time before we become victims of what we are once enjoying. At first, it was sweet in Egypt. Till the system brought slavery and brought chains. Took spoon, put chains in their hands, their legs. They padlocked their mouth. What did they give Africa to take our people as slaves? Please be seated. Are you aware that the black Americans in America are a form of judgment in America? They can't send them out because you took them out of their places. Can I explain something? After the Second World War, something happened. They drew a document. It's a peace accord document. I want to remember the specific. Is it the Atlantic Charter or something? And part of the things they wrote in that document is that no nation can extend their sovereignty on other nations or take the land of other nations and all that. That was what they actually do in those documents. They actually spoke about the sovereignty of different nations to be respected. That was what was in the document. And while that document was written, Africa was still being colonized. But they drafted documents without thinking about Africa until a young man called Mahatma Gandhi saw the document and read it. That these guys wrote this. Do you understand what you are reading? When the guy saw it and read it and said, legally, the days of bondage to be over. That was how India became free. And other nations, one after the other, Ghana, Nigeria, and all that, began to demand for their freedom. After all, you drafted the document. But you will not demand for the freedom if you don't read the document. Anybody who read documents will know that Nigeria cannot succeed with 1999 constitution. Never. Have you read it? Will you? You only read Bible. Even that, you don't read it well. We want systems we are not studying. Say, God, we're going to rise in politics. Iran, we're going to rise in influence in media. Do you know what the media is? Do you know what happens with the media? Do you know? It's not crack and shoot camera they are using to shoot those things. I saw something on Twitter recently. This is my boy director. You don't even know what this is. Was charging this your boy. Portable. Wala, wala, wala. Amen. Sometimes we just say, don't mind all these guys. Look at, they are doing nonsense on media. But you see, what gets attention on media are those who are doing things, not those who are saying it's nonsense. So the way to neutralize nonsense is to do something with sense. So do something. Don't just talk. Do something. Because they will keep doing. That's how they make their money. So he charged the boy. He said, go and bring $50,000. For your video. You guys said, do you think I'm getting ritual money and all that? And in fact, that can actually become a song. And it will sell. In fact, it is already a song. Yes. And as a day before yesterday, the song already had over 285,000 streams. The title of the song is it Go Do Ritual, something like that. Who listens to that? those you fail to service. We just talk, we don't do. The church is full of talkers. Everybody's talking this year, 2023, and by God's grace, I'm going to start this, I'm going to start that. I'm going to start my blog, I'm going to start this. But they never start. They just won't start. They only talk. And even the devil is not afraid of them because he knows they will not do it. There are people who are smarter in church. And you know, one of the things I've been praying for you about since this teaching started is that you not be a victim of places where you'll be taught skills in exchange for your audacity. Because if you have the skills but not the audacity to enter where you should enter, the skills will service mean men, not kings. Many of the people of the church just won't do it. They've been taught out of it. It's not about size. It's not about money. Okay, is it about poverty too? Do you understand? Church, do you understand? Again, I'm asking, church, do you understand? Let me give you one more point, and I'm going to show you a few things. But then much more, I want to show you how to become a premium quality believer. I want to really show you, okay? I've learned a lot of lessons from the politics of Nigeria because I follow closely. And when you hear certain class of people, in fact, there was a time a known movie actor went naked at the beach praying that God should make sure this is candidate wins. And Nigerians were hauling curses and saying all for. You saw that? Okay. I remember when this current government came into power, somebody trekked from Abuja also to Lagos, or from Lagos to Abuja, just in solidarity work. Though the last one that tried to trek, they kidnapped him on the way because people you trekked for has made your life difficult. But listen, listen, please hear me. I can kneel down to beg you. What I'm about to say is very important. If you see people go their last extent to show solidarity in support of a man you believe is wicked, or you believe is corrupt, or you believe is that, it means the man has a wisdom your candidate does not have. He has the wisdom. And you hear this one say, he has helped us. That one say, he has helped. That's why I said that people need to be small for poverty, for corruption to be legitimized. They need to be at the point where that money will mean something. So when he steals the money really to give them, but in exchange for allegiance. That's soul market. Why are you having all this money? Actually, it is for you because you have decided to remain at a position where the money is useful. If you are not there, there will be nothing we can do. We'll have to look for something else. The template of corruption will shift if poverty levels shift. How can the system of Nigeria be bought back? We do not need politicians, we need nation builders. Shh. And nation building takes time. It takes time. But because it is a season of emancipation, when you start, God will enhance your steps. Those who will understand that I may be a teacher in Lagos, but I can actually begin to reach out to Northern Media and ask that they help me transcribe my teachings in Hausa. Shh. Let's leave it. Maybe these things are for more coded meetings. But just so you know, many of us are going to be involved with these guys. We are going to bring back the days that prophets operate with kings. And it's going to be in our lifetime. And we are the ones that will be there. Just so you know, I'm saying it ahead now. Because the wisdom of the church will be requested for. And we will not disappoint. Can I hear that amen loud and clear? So Joseph reigned with the king of his time But the Israelites became slaves under the next king. Because they did not grow. They are not asking the right questions. They are not asking the right questions. When you meet people who are wealthy, when you meet people who have resources, don't ask for money. Ask them for direction. Don't ask for money. Don't say, please, sir, as I'm going back now, I don't even have transport. That's one of the ways to sabotage your journey. In fact, if you have to ask for transport, you can never be taken serious. Even your advice can be valued. At that court, if your advice is strong, it should have changed your life. Are you following what I'm saying here? So I want to teach you a few things for you to understand this. I mean, I wish Joseph had trained them and said, you come here. This is how you do it in Egypt. Oh yeah, become the special advisor to so and so and so and so. But it's not enough to just give them position. You have to give them the same values. Because position without values will kill the one who is in position. But in a nutshell, the stem of continuity of a clan should be in place. You know why it is not usually in place? People think they are dealing with innocent systems. Many believers have not been taught that we are at war. You say, what's wrong? Muslim ticket. What's wrong? Is it not the same people who just want to? Oh, no, it's deeper than that. If we are at war, don't say what's wrong. You forgot. You moved on. But one Sunday you finished service, you went back home in sadness. You were seeing, oh, Black Sunday, so and so people, brains shattered in church. All the same thing happened in Borno, Kaduna. You see, you know that the crowd have partial amnesia. And if you are going to control the crowd, you just need a bigger news after a big news. They will move to that and forget. And now they've killed people, sponsor Big Brother Nigeria. Who shot the noise? Hey, this one. Shh, everything go down. It's the nature of the crowd. And that's why if you are going to get out of the crowd, you have to start thinking differently. The crowd forget. It's reasoning, collective thinking. It's a wiring. I remember October 2020, after October 2020, the question people were asking is, who ordered the shooting? Who ordered the shooting? Who ordered the shooting? Now, gone. That night was my worst night ever. I wept. We've recovered and we've moved on. All those who said prayer for Nigeria then have all stopped. It's not systemic. It's just the nature, and they know it well. And let me say this to you. With this perfectly understood, they can do any evil and get away with it as long as the crowd are still the crowd. And now you are looking at me. Are you sleeping on me? Hey, answer me. Are you sleeping on me? Am I going too far? Well, maybe we should just come back and I just allow you. Let me allow you your Sunday. Even when Haman was going to kill the Jews, they would have died if Esther was not in the palace. What we do is that we send undercovers, then we raise reinforcement. Do you understand what I'm saying? The politician I sent message to. Listen, though, if you look at him at face value, you would say, this is a rascal. This is this. I said to him, forget, you are a Daniel. Carry on. They need to hear from the right people. They need to hear from the right people. Do you understand what I'm saying? So first, I told you on Tuesday that you cannot change a system you don't know. You cannot. Oh, when we are going to change these guys, we are going to remove them. You get a singular invitation to National House of Assembly to lead a prayer for a session for 5 minutes and get honorarium from 5 minute prayer, 10 million. We're going to change Nigeria. We're going to change Nigeria. Elakabo Sifahai, 10 million. Jesus Christ, 10 million. What do you want me to do for you? In fact, I start 40 days marathon for your sake. You know why you can be bought over? Because you don't have negotiation power. The fellow they invited has not touched such money. It's a money to buy allegiance. You need to understand the system you want to change. The system is deep. It's deeper. You see, okay, what's the height of your exposure? You've been to State House? Maybe you've gone to see your governor at his office. You have one privilege to be invited. Okay, maybe you're just a commissioner. Or maybe just the commissioner of police. And do you know what it feels like when you step to the corridors of power? Everything speaks a different language. Everything speaks a different language. And there seems to be a new order, a new protocol, a new everything. If that is your first time, you've got to master the system before you can talk about change. You need to. It is not for first timers. And that's why they could come for food. The only one God could use to rescue them was the one who was not asking for that food, was the one who grew up systemically. He rose with the system. He was the only one who could dare to say, Pharaoh, let my people go. Because there's a meeting place they used to have. And I shared with you the same thing when Jesus was crucified. And he had died on the cross. And it was time for prophecy to be fulfilled. They could have mutilated his body. They could have scattered the flesh and do many things. Resurrection was not supposed to be like the event of the Valley of Dry Bones. It was supposed to arise in one piece. Because prophecy says that his bones were not going to be broken. But that prophecy could be altered, even in death, if there was no Joseph of Arimathea. A man of means, a man of resources, who was systemic. He was in... See, follow the ministry of Jesus. The wife of many of those kings and those governors were his partners. Stop it! We need penetrating power. And enter. We're going to look like fools. Our people will insult us and say they compromise, but we are penetrating until we can hold someone. Until we have a body of influence. I remember when we were having IMC and one of the guests was not going to make it because the flight had been fully booked for the day. He called the general manager of Overland and said, I have to be at Ibadan now and we've got to be able to do something. And because of the level of influence, they made a flight that was going from Abuja to Ilorin first come to Ibadan to drop him, then go back to Ilorin. If you know what that means, you know it takes power. You can talk about wealth when you talk about money. You can't talk about power without talking about people. Quality of men. To have power, you need quality of men. You must be skillful in ascending quality relationship. You must be skillful in not just coming in touch with quality of men. Sometimes I wonder and I'm amazed in the body of Christ. Somebody has just got your contact. It's a privilege to get your contact. The next thing you see, for the next 6 months, you will know no peace. It's going to send broadcast to everybody. It doesn't matter who receive it. Broadcast, all of you. It doesn't matter who. Broadcast. What wisdom! And the day that contact will fulfill something, flooded with messages that is not relevant to the purpose of the contact. Who bewitched us that once it is Jesus, send it to anybody? I just think we can intimidate people with our Jesus. Hey, take it, all of you. No, there is wisdom. And we become beggarly because we don't have this wisdom. The best way to access men of quality and men of means is not to find what they can do for you, but to find what you can do till you have negotiation power. Until then, keep serving. There are relationships I have today that the entry point to the relationship was that I reached out personally. And I said, I've observed your media guys and what you do. I said, anything you want to do at all online, send the content to me. Send the flyer. I put guys on salary. They will do your design for you and will give you a better quality. That was actually how I accessed those relationships. Service. Don't be overwhelmed with your needs. They will never be met as long as you keep pushing it forward. You've got to understand infiltration. You've got to understand it. And are you aware? Can I go further a bit? That as some kind of things you put on your status, it is only indicative of the fact that you don't have quality men there. It is, when we see it, we know you are bereaved of people. You don't have people. Because when you have people, you control what they see. You control what they see. You're careful. If it takes getting two phones, you get two phones. So that you can put some set of people here and they can see the jokes and all the likes. But this kind, it is not for them. You will never see a sensible man changing his boxers in the sitting room. When there are crowd, you change it in the room. If your wife is there, she's seen it, she can understand. But many Christians change their boxers on the stage. On the stage. And we're just not wise. Some of you are people, are you aware that some of the people who have the grace, who have the ability and the resources to really lift you, have character flaws? They really do have character flaws. And you've got to push what is dead aside because of something sweet. Sometimes you have to pave the water and clear the surface because you want to drink what is clean. But you have to see this issue of nobody, see, in my family, they've never talked to anybody like that. So they cannot talk to me. I'm the firstborn in our firstborn catch fire. I'm the firstborn. I have siblings. Do you have the negotiation power? If you don't, shh. And humble yourself. Check what happens in politics. The fellow who is dancing and all that, they are old enough to be the father of the guy contesting for governorship election. They will dance and carry drum and leave all that. This guy has to do it because he knows he's also going to go for councilorship election and he needs the favor of this person. So I've got to be here. They understand that before you march on cold ground, you pour cold water in front. Only Christians just pray ahead, don't do anything and say, yes, it's going to work. It won't work. It won't work. Understand how to service relationships. We saw that scripture. Give me that scripture. The gift of a man makes way for him. You don't just sit down. Sometimes you package certain things and send to so-and-so person and say, from me to you, your anniversary, and just send it to you. Because your name is registered. They may not be able to say thank you for, but your name is registered. Because of the day you will knock that same door. What has gone ahead of you before you come to knock doors? You just come, bah, 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 bah. Oh yeah, open now. Either knock it, sir. Fine. No. It is the gift of a man that makes room for him. Can you give me this scripture in Amplified and Message? Let's look at different translation. A man's gift. No, I need another translation to talk about something about the gift. Is it Message now? A gift gets attention. It buys attention of eminent people. You don't understand that? A gift buys the attention of important people. Can you give me another one that uses another word for the word gift? Which translations do you have? Quickly. A gift opens way for the giver and ushers him into the presence of the great. This is a body of knowledge on its own that the church needs to learn. We need to learn. The place where people will relate the bad the most is church people. I greeted him. He didn't greet me well. Because he thinks he's helping me. Ah, me too. I can. Shh. You're all over the place. That's not you talking. That's low self-esteem talking. Keep quiet. It's not every time people are angry with you that they are happy, angry with you because they are helping you. Sometimes your character is really bad. And that they are helping you doesn't mean they shouldn't talk. Shh. Would you like to meet a very important person? Take a generous gift. It will do wonders to gain entrance into his presence. Is this not amazing? But I don't have. Even the transport I came here with, I didn't even have. God, lift your hand and give it. Let me share this story with you. I used to have a roommate. I started out as his pastor, but over time we saw that there was more purpose to the relationship. All right, and we're friends, we're still friends. And we're in the room, and we're three in the room. One is a movie actor, he's still acting, he's one of the prominent guys who's still acting. The other one is a photographer, he's a very strong photographer who is still in the business, than me, a pastor. I love the way the room was segmented because of the stratification, what everyone does. I focus on the Bible and then reading things and then checking those who inspire me in the direction God is taking me. Each seat with T.Y. Bello checks her pictures back to back and say, my God. Kelechi Amadi Obi, check, and say, oh my God. And this guy, Odukoya, check, and say, oh my, he's always growing. Oh, one day I'm going to get there. The other guys check Kunle Afolayan and say, shh. In no time, Kunle Afolayan called the guy and said, come and act in this movie. And he did act it. But this other guy, I remember we had a meeting. He came to meet me and he said, no. See, I didn't just stay in the room with you. I recognize you carry something. He knelt down, said, please pray for me. We prayed, but the prayer will not work on its own until there's a body of knowledge. Listen, the prophecy of the prophetic will look vain if you are not having wisdom. So what happened? He saw that the woman was calling for a photography session in Lagos. How do you say somebody is your financial mentor or he never attended any of his paid programs? Every time you call for a paid program, you don't have. Say, this is my ministerial mentor. When they call for meetings you have to pay for, you always say you don't have. You can't go far like that. You don't. It involves your resources. You want to have without giving? The system will push you out. So he went for the program. He paid 50,000 naira for the workshop. When he got there, everywhere was filled. There's nowhere he could sit down. He hung around and he hung on the window and was watching through the window and trying to just get anything he could get. But I remembered before he left the room, he kept searching. What is the gift that T.Y. Bello cannot reject? What is the gift? And then he saw some pictures and he saw some things she posted online that she was giving journal and he found he cannot reject a journal. So when she was done with her class, she met him hanging on the window as she was coming out with the entourage and the likes. And she saw him there and said, ah, what are you doing there? What's your name? He said, my name is Femi. Okay. How? What are you doing there? And all that. He said, he came late, so he's trying to just get what he could get. And all that. He said, and by the way, man, I was coming. I got this journal customized for you. And he gave it to her. And she said, oh, my heart is touched. Come, follow me. And she took him to a private room alone and taught him for another 1 hour. Well, she taught them for 1 hour. Him alone. 1 hour. And when he was going, she said, just drop your contact with my PA. And she never reached back again for about a year. But like what I taught you this morning, once the seed has gone out, you need to get that teaching if you missed it. Once the seed has gone out, you can't control the outcome. Suddenly, one Saturday evening, the PA just called him. I said, Femi, Mama T.Y. said I should reach you. She wants to discuss something with you. So she will call you. So she called him. And guess what she said? She said, I have searched through the country, trying to see photographers that carry my spirit. I didn't see anyone but you. She said, come and walk with me. If your life doesn't change in a year, then you can leave me. Christians, it is not enough to just say, I carry favor for head. Carry gift for hand. Carry gift. It's wisdom. And that's how the door of access collapsed. Nobody is too busy. You are the one that does not have the key. Once you have the key, even the busiest men have your time. You just need the key. What is the key to the access you need? Please be seated. What is the key? Now, I have 10 minutes to round up. So I'm going to quickly read out a few things and brush over a few things so I can be able to, all right, finish, all right, and then depending, we see where we go on Tuesday. All right, quickly let me show you how the Israelites got enslaved and how they lost their position of favor with Pharaoh till they became common men, till the king could move an entire system on without them. Number one, if it was in the democratic system, we'll say they were disenfranchised. Somehow they saw that their vote was of no significance. And you can get to that point. But let me show you a few things. Number one, a system of politeness was encouraged in Egypt. And in a bid to be polite, Joseph did not bring his brothers in. Listen, and created room for them. Sometimes, if you look at the Obama administration in America, you will discover that one of the reasons why Americans were angry with him was because in the system, in a bid not to be misunderstood as the first black man, which was spoken about by people like Martin Luther Jr., that said, I have a dream, blah, blah, blah. It was a dream that came to pass. But the dream didn't really look like the dream because the black man had to be polite. And because of that, he couldn't do many things for his people. You must understand, the system is not innocent. You can't be innocent. The system encourages innocence so it can catch you unaware. Maybe I'm talking to the wrong people. But if the right people find the message, they will understand. I said the system encourages innocence and politeness, but it is not. Check. Why can't we have Muslim ticket in Nigeria? But try Christian. You see, there's no innocence. They allowed Joseph to rescue them from famine and made sure that they take it right from there. That is, help us, they will continue from there. Because if you don't push men up, the system will. And they did so consciously without immortalizing his legacy. And you can understand the same mindset. They are always thinking about war. If we put this in place, some people are going to come and they will feel they have legitimacy to our throne. Maybe they even thought that a new clan would have emerged in Egypt for kingship, the tribe of Joseph. So they had to destroy the legacy. And I've said to you that the only way history can favor you is when you are part of the authors. The brothers of Joseph came for food, they ate and forgot to enter production line. Till they became slaves. So you've got to understand not just how to consume and how to become beneficiaries of systems, you have to understand how to produce. Tell your neighbor, understand how to produce. Tell your neighbor, understand how to produce. Tell your neighbor, understand how to produce. And it seems that's the problem with Africa since God knows when. We just want to eat. We just want to enjoy. We're always trusting God for another better president, for another better this, another better that, but we just will not produce. We just will not produce. We just will not become part of the decision maker. Anybody who is smart in this country should know that the real power is with delegates, not with those who are voting. Delegate. When I saw what happened, I started checking. How do you become a delegate? How many delegates can we push in a year? How can we have pastors across the state but there are no political delegates? Does it make sense to you? They lost favor with the throne. Listen. What brought favor with the throne was a premium individual. When they broke down the quality and they became mere consumers, they went from premium to ordinary, then favor left. The man that brought favor to them, that made Pharaoh at peace with them and gave him powerful place was because he was a distinct individual. He stood out. The culture was not duplicated. So when we move from premium believers to ordinary believers, we lose favor with the throne. So the question is, how do we become premium? How do we become premium? Because when we say we're going to take over the system, listen, The mistake is still the same mistake. When we say revival, revival, the only thing we do is that we lock ourselves in some rooms and we have some 20 boys. Aga kutu 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 kutu. It's prayer is powerful, but ask them, where is your certificate? They can't find it. Ask them, where can we employ you? They don't even know. Show me your CV. They don't have anything. Aqua, aqua. So we are only powerful on the mountain of religion. We are defeating all other mountains. And we found a way to make it so that if you are not doing it, you are not, you are carnal. Listen, nobody can oppress anybody with prayer. We all pray. Oh boy, wake up. Wake up. Nigeria will die if all we do is pray in church. And even the church too will suffer. And they will kill us there with our prayer point. You must understand that when there's revival, men take different faces. The days to receive the calling and burn your certificate are over. If you try it now, you'll be hungry. I'm telling you. Agu is AB in Igbo. Not Agu Nagu. Agu Gu you. Do you understand what I'm saying? The issue is that we always take things to the extreme. We rarely find men who stay in the balance. We must put balance to the extremes we are having because we are actually repeating the same mistakes. We have started again. We have started again. And now we have to unwind, unwind, unwind. And people have to have sense. You don't use prayer point at the palace. You need proven sense. I don't know, but that scripture that was read, I think I was in a meeting yesterday. One of my brothers read a scripture. Let me show you that scripture. All right. I just noted that scripture. Ecclesiastes 10:10. Ecclesiastes 10:10. Show me, is it amplified? The red? Show me King James first. Ecclesiastes 10:10. If the iron is blunt, it did not wet the edge, then must he put to no more strength and all that. But wisdom is profitable to direct. Now, give me this in message. Remember, the duller the axe, the harder the work. Use your head. The more brains, the less muscle. I said, what? The duller the axe, the harder the work. Use your head. The more brains, the less muscles. Ooh! Ooh! But make sure you temper it with what? Prayer. When you pray, you now come out with inspiration. You have built capacity to execute. You come out with inspiration. You see, prayer. Because I'm going to go there now. Because your allegiance must be clear. It's market of souls. Prayer must be done. It must be done again and again. But you need to have built capacity to execute the light that comes from prayer. The reason we pray is so we can get light. But we also need to build mental capacity so we can maximize. Please be seated for a minute. Are you following what I'm saying here? Is it simple enough? Is it simple enough? Oh, Jesus, help us. So how do you reign with kings? You have to become a premium quality individual. It means you have to become the best version of yourself. The king must not be able to find a replacement anywhere else. When it comes to suggestion, you are the wisest. When it comes to courage, you are different. You carry yourself like royalty. You are distinct in quality. The way you come, everything is, attention is paid to everything. Your skin, your beard, your hair, your clothes, your poise, everything well catered for. It's all about what is on the inside. It's all about what is on this side. That's why you are still. Okay. You better package what is on the outside. Only God will know you are good. It is when they now get to heaven, you will now convince that. But that my daughter, how come you didn't see her? She, yeah, she's a good girl. Say, yeah, but she didn't look like it. So to become a premium individual is to become the best version of yourself. You need both looks, wisdom, smartness, and favor. You need the looks, you need the wisdom, you need to be smart, you need favor. Can you give me that Daniel chapter number 1, when the king was asking for the quality of men that he wants to be in his palace? The quality is still the same, except for some more of addition. And a premium quality individual needs exposure. Listen to this. At certain height, as you begin to gain opportunity, all right, to be in different places, you will pay more for exposure. Because there are places you will go to that what will happen to you in 10 minutes is more than 10 days of lecture. You have heard wisdom, now you are seeing it. And that's our goal in Spirit of Life Church. We are nowhere close to where we are going. A time that when you come to the church, you will know there is no better place to be than the church. So you have to find yourself, but we are on our way there. He said, ask for these 4 children. No, God, give them knowledge. No, show me the version of what Nebuchadnezzar was asking for. See, listen. This way we think we bully people, eh? And just make them take you the way you are. It doesn't work like that around palace. So you need exposure. Tell your neighbor you need exposure. You will feel you are doing things the best way until you see higher grounds. You need exposure. You need greater light. If you are too lazy to be exposed, you won't get beyond your locality. You will not. You are a champion only in your own locality. You need to go to places where you have to start from the scratch and learn. And learn. You must enjoy stretching your mind to learn from the scratch. You must enjoy the beauty of learning from the scratch. It can be humbling, but you need such humility. Now, to reign with kings, number 2, your allegiance must be clear. That is, you can't sit on the fence. Your allegiance must be clear. You have to understand that there are powers and forces that controls height and influences. There are powers and forces that controls height and influence. They determine who goes higher and who comes up. Listen, nobody crosses those borders without allegiance, either to dark forces or forces of light. You've got to have allegiance. And I've seen that one of the areas the devil has gotten our youth, young people, is that they think that because people are white, there's nothing demonic about depression. So let me show you this. And we're going to be discussing this when we start discussing understanding the market of souls. So I saw something that began to happen in Massachusetts and different places in America. They were removing Bible from schools, from hotels. Major organizations are deleting Jesus to be mentioned on their site or anything. They will mute out. They want to remove Bible. In fact, they granted many interviews. They were saying Bible is offensive. They cannot have it here. How can they were saying many things. I watched them. And someone was asking the interviewer that how did they get the money that even sponsored this agenda? And the man said, go on Google and search for dark money. Hold on a minute. All money used to sponsor tech, sponsor all those things. Where does it come from? Are you observe that once you succeed in what you are doing, then comes the negotiations after. Negotiations will come. You will not see, you are not important for negotiation if you are still small. You have to command some level of attention. Are you following what I'm saying? Hey, there's no neutral ground. They say, but I love Musk, Bill Gates, and all of them. Do you not understand? Are you this naive? I think people are just wearing suit. How come some of these guys cannot even spend the money on themselves? And sometimes we just zero it to their personality. No. There is a force that controls where real money goes. There is a force. And people sign up with their allegiance. You have to show allegiance to a force. Believers, don't be naive. If you are going to climb systems, you've got to be extremely spiritual. That was how Daniel climbed. He was extremely devoted to God. They could not get him to stop praying. And that's why I said, many of the things we are saying are posted in the marketplace is a scam. We are churning people out who have not been trained and not given God. But because they wear rosaries and cross and they are making some millions, we said they will soon sell off. Go back and listen to that message. It connects. I'm looking for a person that will sit with these teachings till light break out. Hold on a minute. I'm declaring state of emergency on myself. I'm going to sit. And there's a light behind this. Must break out. Must break out. Do I have people who are living the generation of mere consumers and then beneficiaries, the receivers, to becoming kingdom functionaries, responsible for ideas and agendas. And you also need to get the message I taught in Abuja. What is your time? Or what time are we? You need to get it, because those things are a big part of each puzzle. Lift your hands and say, God, I receive the wisdom. It depends on where you stand. I might be teaching you and yet you don't intend to go as far as we have described. It doesn't matter. But for those who have been agitating, groaning inside and say, God, we can't continue like this. The systems must recognize us. Oh, the kingdom of this world must become the kingdom of our God and of his Christ. Oh, the kingdom of God must be established again. We will not continue. Not in our days will the church be ridiculed. Not in our days will this nation be tread under the mud. Our children will not come and fight the same battles again. Now, listen. While I was crying before God, studying in this subject, God said, the day my children begin to run the true race, I will amplify their steps. He said, I will amplify their steps. I will amplify their steps. I'm telling you, there's going to be a rapid one once we start functioning with understanding. It will be quick because we are in the season and the doors are opened. If only you understand how to enter. Lift your hands and say, God, I receive help. Oh, can the credit my getisha? Abelo biko peliakai de buta keriote kibalai. Help me, Jesus. The systems are not innocent. Prepare me. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Elemokote. In Jesus' name we're praying. Is there anyone that has a form of agenda, a work you do, something that has to do with systems? You see yourself in this. Come out quickly. Come out quickly. The church, let's stretch our hands towards these individuals and ask that God will strengthen them. Don't wait till I call you 20 times. Rush out quickly. Rush out quickly. Understand that God is sending you forth and is amplifying your steps in these days and time. Church, stretch your hands towards them and say, God, empower them. Equip them. Some of you, God is sending to financial institutions, to education, to health, and different things. Media and every part of the world, God is sending men as functionaries, men to go forth, to conquer and to conquer. Help us that the days of slavery will be over. Jesus, help your church in Nigeria. Help your church in Africa. There is emancipation. We truly rise. 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 Amen. Father, I ask that the spirit of light and illumination, revelation of the spirit, and everyone under the sound of my voice, this is your defining moment. If you were not clear before, in these days and time, it becomes clear that God has separated you for such a time as this, that you have a role to play in the destiny of the church. You may not have to wield mic and preach in church, but you have a part of the destiny to fulfill. The spirit of wisdom, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of might, the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of the fear of the Lord, it sits on you in the name of Jesus. None of you will fail God. Now get up on your feet, everybody. We're going to swear an oath of office. And because God is not interested in pushing you out only to lose you, Put your hands on your chest. We're going to sing this song, I Pledge Allegiance to the Lamb. Well, my people, come help me. We're going to take that song solemnly. And see, you will cry. Because for some of you, God is still trying to do some quick works. It doesn't matter. But you know that it's possible for you to be swayed and carried off. And you are actually saying, I submit my witness for your strength. Are you following what I'm saying here? That in my days when the church, when the nation trust that men like me will rise, I will not sell off. Close your eyes, put your hands on your chest and sing that song.
This command, I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. I pledge allegiance to
with all my strength,
with all my strength,
with all I have,
with all I
will seek to honor you alone.
I will seek to honor His
name. I pledge allegiance. That truly you will find on this ground men that you can trust. You will truly find, and you will help us. You will really help us. You will really help us. That we will hand your trust and we will not fail. Some tried what you are out for, but they failed. It is not now God is starting this. There are your kinds in the system who sold off. You will not sell off. Amen. It is done in Jesus' mighty name.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details. 22150052 89 UBA.